This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Welcome to another episode of Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Stengman, along with Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group. Excited to talk to him today about several things. We're going to discuss why you need a financial planner. We're going to talk about retirement dreams versus reality, and also a mailbag segment. Some questions that you find people have sent in to Scott for him to answer. And if you have any questions, 609-488-4646 is the number. Again, 609-488-4646. Scott, down in his office in Florida. It's great to connect with you as always. And
thanks, Alex.
Yes.
Thank you. It's beautiful down here, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
It's warm, toasty, and you guys are a little bit cold up in New Jersey. And,
a little bit.
So I thank you for letting me enjoy this time as we get ready to go to the races.
Absolutely, my friend. And Scott, you know, most people who are near retirement, they haven't met with a financial advisor, and that could be obviously a costly mistake. Today's, you know, we're going to talk about some of the questions to ask to help you find the right financial professional. So thank you again so much for joining us today. And you know, a recent survey of Americans age 55 and up, pretty revealing about our preparation for retirement as a nation. Listen to this, Scott. Might not surprise you since you're in it so much, but only 27% of respondents 55 and up said they're confident their savings will last throughout their lifetime, and that can be very stressful. 60% don't feel like they have enough money saved, and Scott, 67% have not met with an advisor to create a retirement strategy. What do you think about all that?
Well, you can't argue with the statistics. I guess it gets down to those of you listening right now. I've done several workshops, whether it's on taxes, on estate planning, on investment planning. I think what I find a lot of times is, number one, I think feel they're nervous about meeting somebody. Or maybe they have a guy or gal, a person who sold them insurance. They think they're a financial planner. Maybe they bought some stocks and bonds, and they think they're a financial planner. So I think the first thing is understand what is a financial planner. What should they expect? The second thing is put your pride in your back pocket and get some help. The challenge is, if I had a toothache, and here it is Monday, and I'm popping these Advils or whatever, and the pain kind of subsides. Maybe I'm rubbing some alcohol on my gums to make the pain go away. But here it is Friday. It didn't go away. Do I see the dentist or not? We have two different problems. Problem number one, I got a weekend coming up, and what if it gets worse? Problem number two, if I go see a dentist on the weekend, the premium's going to be really expensive. It's an emergency. And problem number three is, you know, when can I get in and see the doctor? Could it be too late? I think the same thing is, how bad is the pain? Well, the reason I love to meet with people and talk with people, Alex, is so important to get to know them so they get to know me. So I guess the first key is maybe they're nervous about meeting with the financial planner, and then as they meet the financial planner, can they connect? The husband or wife, one of the spouses may not connect, but the other one does. And the biggest challenge is, do they connect with each other? And then find out, okay, what can they do? So Alex, I think the biggest challenge, again, as I said, is, are they going to do it? What do you think?
Yeah, well, and you have to face reality. We're going to talk about dreams versus reality later on the show, but when it comes to your finances, just don't put it off. You know, it's the kind of thing where it's not maybe the most enjoyable thing to talk about, especially if you're a little concerned, but it's better to know now than too late. And obviously, the earlier you get in to talk to somebody like Scott, the earlier you can start creating some strategies to really, you know, try to help yourself out as you enter retirement. And the number again, if you do have questions, 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. Now, Scott, this seems like an obvious question, but how can working with a financial professional help you feel more confident about your retirement?
They can give you numbers. That's what their job is. And then their job is mainly to get more confidence. Do they understand your definition of risk versus the advisor's definition of risk? We need to really clarify, hey, he understands me or she understands me. My financial advisor understands my definition of risk. And the reason I say that, you could have a tremendous amount of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and in and of themselves, the advisor could say that you're not that risky. But risk is dependent on his definition or her definition of risk, the advisor's definition versus your definition. For example, I think the challenge is if the market were to, like in 2008, when the market had a big evaporation of the wealth and the market dropped almost 50 to 60%, some short term, some stocks really dropped even more than 50%. Or can you handle that? Can you hang in there and wait for it to come back? Some people can't. Those are some of the questions that need to be asked. Are you okay? Now, we've just seen in short periods of time, you see the market can be evaporating your money. You're upset. You're saying, well, that financial guy is getting paid and I'm losing money. What's up with that? So you need to understand the definition of risk. And the second thing is, are you really rolling the dice? Because when the stock market is doing well, everybody is happy. When the stock market isn't doing well, you want to go tuck tail and go to, of course, go hide and stick your head under the pillow and kind of wait, go safe investments. So we need to understand timeline. So number one, the definition of risk, and the definition number two, a timeline. How long can some of this money be? Maybe you have buckets of money that this is for the first 10 years, this is for the next 10 years because we're living a lot longer. So the definition of risk, number two, timeline. And that is understand by the advisor that's walking through this valley with you, that he or she understands your situation. Maybe you have some inheritance coming in. Put that in the situation. Maybe for our veterans and our veteran spouses out there, maybe you qualify for long-term care that's totally free. Maybe you can shift your assets to a trust. If the advisor doesn't look, as I mentioned so many times in the book, Alex, I can tell you this, the reason that people work with the financial advisor is to get numbers. And on top of that, if you're not working with an advisor who looks at the taxes, the investments, as well as the legal matters, you are working with the three blind mice. One of themselves may be doing wonderful, but all collectively, they're not speaking to each other, which causes you, your financial plan, to lead you to a mousetrap. And this is what we want to avoid. And we definitely want to avoid that, Alex. For those of you listening right now, you may have a financial advisor. If they're looking at one thing, they could be missing a whole bunch of other areas. For example, my daughter right now is getting her oil changed. And of course, they said, yes, you got your oil changed, synthetic or blended, whatever. She calls me, Daddy, what do I do? And then, of course, her air conditioner's out. And the guy's saying, oh, you got a compressor, you got this, a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm thinking, are they taking advantage of her as a father? That's what we
talk. I just wanted an oil change. I didn't want to completely revamp my vehicle. Yeah.
And I found out, okay, I'm going to start shopping around the prices. I'll call the guy myself. I don't want my daughter being taken advantage of, obviously, for your spouses.
Yeah.
And I really want to dig in to see, are they honest or not? Not that I'm going to believe they're not. Same thing, you're digging into the financial advisor. What are they recommending? What are they doing? And I think when you look at the big picture of financial advisor or financial planner, you could put a plan in writing today, right now, and it could totally change tomorrow. Your son or daughter passes away, and now all of a sudden you're now become grandma, mom, and grandma, dad, papa, because you're now raising children. Or maybe you have a disabled or special needs child. Did you put that in the plan? How can we actually shift this program to a special needs trust? If those out there having a special needs child, you need to give our studios a call. Give me a call off there. We've got tremendous lawyers that can help you with that because people need to know there's some benefits out there that you may not be aware of. And so we have some great contacts. So again, a financial advisor is not just about the numbers. It's about the big picture. And going back to my daughter, if that wheel alignment's out of alignment, they have to get a new tires, perhaps, is if you don't fix it. You got to get perhaps you're going to ruin the gas mileage. because it's out of line. You got the steering wheel going to turn crooked and all that stuff, but your tires are out of alignment. Is your financial plan out of alignment? Did they look at everything with the eyes of, I care about the entire picture, not just one thing? That's the biggest problem. They look at one thing. What can I get? Not how I can help.
Mm, very good point. If you have questions, you can contact Scott at 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Just add a .com at the end. All right, Scott, so please walk us through your process for helping someone create a retirement income strategy.
If you're single, I'd love to meet with you. And if you're married, I'd like to meet with both. Maybe you have a significant other. Let's meet. Idea is to get to know you. So we want to get to know your situation. What do you want? Your definition of risk, as we spoke about. Your definition of how much taxes, and we want to see the tax return. When we look at that, then we look at the legal aspects. What happens if you pass away? You're thinking, what is passing away and taxes have to do with my money? Everything. It encompasses the whole picture, because that's what a financial advisor should do. Look at you totally. Now, in that first meeting, that's what we're talking about. And if you feel there's not a good fit, we need to, you know, stop the meeting. If it is a good fit, we need to get some numbers now and find out what you're doing, what you want to accomplish. And the biggest thing is, what does your retirement look like? Does it look like you're watching the internet and watching the stock market go up and down all day just to cause you by osmosis, you think the market's going to go up? Is it looking at the investments as, I want to catch up as the market's taking off, and you want to catch up so you're a little bit more risky? Advisor is to help you understand, maybe it's not called the catch-up or the area of taking more risk, but it's, what does your plan look like? How should your plan be developed? Where should we pull money out of? How will that cause excessive taxes? And for those people in the New Jersey area, is there a tax freeze? Will I lose a tax free? And then again, we talk about long-term care. So as we then, A, get to know you, B, look at your legal, your tax, and your finances. C, try to put it together and ask more questions in depth, what retirement looks like to you. And then as we understand your risk tolerance during this entire process, now we can go to numbers. It's not going to numbers first, Alex. It's finding out, what do you really want to accomplish, and can you handle and weather the storm? Can you not weather the storm? And then, of course, do you have inherited money? We're going to ask that question. If you have inherited money, possibly. I'm not saying look at your inheritance as, oh, I hope they die soon. That's kind of rude.
Yeah.
But you want to find out, is there any other areas of money? And then, as we spoke about earlier, do we have any special needs children we have to provide for? So that's the picture. If you're married, maybe you were divorced before and you've got kids and your new wife or husband's got kids. I think the biggest challenge is, if you can put your pride in your back pocket, come in and visit with us. What I mean by putting your pride in your back pocket, we specialize in this market of seniors. When we focus on them, we want to find out everything that's going on with you. And when you come in, let's just have a discussion. I tell everybody when they meet with me for the first time or maybe a second time, hide your checkbook, hide your wallet. There's going to be no cost. It's complimentary. I need to get to know you to see if it's a good fit for us and if we're a good fit for you. Because frankly, that is where the discussion, you feel comfortable. And this is critical when you come to visit at McLean Advisor Group. We want to make you feel real at ease. Whether we shake hands and say goodbye, it's great seeing you. My name is on the door. And because of that, Alex, we're not rushing anybody. If you're listening to me right now and you got advisors that are pushing you to buy or sell or do this, you need to probably, it's probably not a good fit, because that's old school planning. Push, 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 make a sale and pay your mortgage. No, that's double dumb. After now 43 years in the industry and going strong, we want to go strong for another 50 years in the industry. And how are we doing that? By one client at a time, asking lots of questions. They're not asking a lot of questions. You got the wrong advisor. I can promise you that for sure.
Scott's got your best interest in mind. He's got an excellent team behind him. He's been doing it for a long time, and he still's got tremendous energy. I can tell you that much. The number, if you want to reach Scott, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Well, coming up, a little dose of reality. We're going to talk about retirement dreams versus reality. And also later on, one of our favorite segments, the mailbag segment, because we get to hear from you, our fine listeners.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Put you to the test, my friend. Buckle up.
I love it.
All that and more coming up. This is Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Retirement planning, investment planning is a two-way street. It's got to meet. I need to understand the good, bad, and ugly you've been through so we can avoid those issues. This, to me, is very important.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Fewer than one in four Americans think their current retirement lifestyle aligns with what they planned for their retirement to be. Turns out it's one thing to dream about retirement, it's another thing to live in retirement every day. This is Financial Insanity. Scott McLean, McLean Advisor Group. I'm Alex Dingman. If you hear something today and you have questions, you can call the number 609-488-4646. That is 609-488-4646. 4646. Scott, what do you think about that? Surprising? Probably not, right? That people...
dreams versus reality?
The lavish Heck, dreams. Right. Yeah, and what actually
happened? I was thinking about dreams and reality. I know when I was water skiing, when I was a young little rat many years ago in Florida, my whole dream was, of course, to go to Cypress Gardens. I was a very good water skier. I competed all over the South. And here it is, February 14th. At our high school Valentine's Day dance, and I'm dancing up a storm. I did those splits where you fall down and like a knee split and you jump back up. Well, I didn't jump back, cracked the top of my kneecap. As I was heading to Cypress Gardens, they accepted me. My dream, well, it's not a reality, although it could have been. But things come in our way. Things came in my way. And that was, of course, a busted kneecap. That was really enjoyable. You watch these football players, Alex. I was watching that football game just last week where the guy's running the ball. And, of course, the guy falls down and his ankle twisted one way. And you could hear it was just like I could feel the pain. Reality and dreams. Yes, he made the pros, but he can't play in the playoffs because he has no more tendons are all busted up. You know, we all have this vision of retirement. Martin Luther King, just recently, as you remember, we celebrated. What a brilliant young man, had dreams and he had visions. If we don't have dreams and visions, we lose hope. So number one, we have to have that dream. So we've got to have that. Not poo-pooing anybody out there. Everybody wants to be a millionaire, but no one wants to work 50, 60, 70 hours a week. Many of us do that. Many people want cake and ice cream and candy. They don't want calories. So we have these dreams and visions. The question is, when it comes to finances and when it comes to your money, it's the same thing. You mentioned in one of our segments, we spoke about having a coach. And there's nothing worse, like myself, you know to work out. Everybody knows working out. Everybody knows they need to work out. Number one, if you read the AARP latest article, was heart disease is number one killer. And here we are. Stuff in our face. I'm talking to me.
look in the mirror.
We're looked and are they working out? Dreams versus reality. What is the vision and the focus you want for your retirement? When I meet with everybody, that is the goal. And of course, dreams versus reality. Alex, you couldn't have said it better because we wanted to turn into reality.
Sure.
Well, what's the game plan? What's the plan? I call it the McLean plan, the clean plan of getting to exercise what you want. And that's, again, it requires not just a dream,
It needs to be focused.
Well, and a point there is great to dream, but you can also plan to accomplish those dreams, and that's where Scott can step in, and you can dream with Scott so that hopefully that does become your reality in retirement. 609-488-4646 is the number, 609-488-4646, McLean Advisory Group, Jersey Shore, here to help. Now, here we got some more audio for you. Dr. David Eckert taught about aging and retirement at the University of Kansas for 44 years. I bet you guys could get in a room, have some pretty good talks. And he wrote about his transition to retirement in the Wall Street Journal, and he talked about how he knows intellectually what's going to happen in retirement, living through it a different thing altogether. And we actually had the chance to speak with him nearly 2 years into retirement, and here's some audio. He said one of the biggest surprises is how he feels about his use of time now.
In my case, I was a professor, and I had to teach these classes, and I had to attend these meetings, and in other words, meet these time commitments. But really, the relaxation came from taking pressure off of myself. In order to have, as many people do, a successful career, you put pressure on yourself to attempt things and try things and learn things and you know, go for opportunities. And when I no longer had to do that, that was the thing that really, really relaxed me. It doesn't matter now what time in the morning I start my walk or what time in the afternoon I decide to finish the crossword puzzle. Time is much less a pressing thing for me.
Wow. I really felt relaxed just kind of as he was finishing that thought, just thinking about it doesn't matter what time I have the coffee in the morning. Because right now it's just, you know, you're up and you're slamming a couple cups and you're taking the dog out and whatever you might be doing. But
you're right,
man, it really framed it up nicely there.
He did. I think many people out there, they think of retirement, they rush. Here's retirement. And now they retire, but they didn't put another step in place. I've talked about this so often, is the next step is place. Okay, what are you going to do when you retire? What's your next game plan? What's your next goal? Everyone has purpose. Whether it's purpose to wake up and go work out, or purpose to go help somebody, purpose to go serve in your church or your community, what's the purpose that will turn you on to make you want to get up and rock and roll versus the purpose to grab the clicker and watch Bob Barker on TV? What's the purpose? What can you get out of life? I like the saying I keep telling people, I want to create history. I don't want to read about history. I want to know what I'm going to do. What can I change? What can I impact? How can I help people? You know, Alex, I don't know if you might. My anniversary is coming up in the month of March, which will be my 42nd year, heading into my 43rd year in this industry.
Not bad.
And I think about it, holy bananas, that went daggum quick. And I'm thinking, I got another 40 years, long Lord Terry's. I don't know what my purpose would be if I wasn't able to help people. And I say that it's not about the money. I do enjoy money. I don't worship it, never did. But I really enjoy watching people's faces, like just the other day when I was helping someone retire, and they didn't think they had enough for retirement, Alex. Hmm. And they came in, the husband and wife came in, and their face was almost like disgruntled. And we spoke about just this subject. I'll never forget it when they said, well, Scott, can we retire? And we looked at their Social Security, we looked at their savings, we looked at their pension. And I had them do their budget, which I talked so often about it, right with me in our office. And I said, well, based on what you need $3,200 a month. And they said, yes, yeah, Scott. I said, well, you want to know the good news? He says, yeah. I said, you're bringing in from your Social Security and from your pension, you're bringing in $3,000. Your deficit is $2,000. Your tax bracket will bring it down to zero, so you'll have no federal or state taxes. You should have seen their face. It went from dismal to just absolutely display of elegance. We can do this. Yeah. And based on your retirement savings, even though they had a very small retirement savings, that meant they would not get $3,200, the $200 they're missing, but they had up to $4,000, an extra $1,000 a month they could pull out of their accounts and not lose a spot. There was our inflationary stop drop. There was our guarantee. I could have a guaranteed income for the rest of my life. So watching someone dream about it and then someone getting together and walking them through that valley. Some of you are going through the valley of shadow of no hope, and you need that, maybe that light. But there's other of you who are probably in that no hope. Maybe you need to change. Maybe you need to have a different game plan. I can tell you, we've dealt with all sorts of people. There's another better, my people perish because what lack of vision. So maybe you need someone to help create that vision so you can have retirement in the next journey of your life, new occupation, new trial. And I think that's what's being missed. I can tell you that's what's being missed when I talk to so many people on a daily basis. What's their dream? What's their reality? Can we get there? What are they going to do? Are they going to invest and enjoy the kids or not? And I think that's important here, Alex. By the way, if you're listening to me right now, let me help you out. I can tell you one thing. There's nothing better than what's the next step? What do we have to do? What can I offer others rather than yourself? And it comes alive.
The number 609-488-4646. If you have questions, Scott may have answers for you. 609-488-4646. He may be able to help you have those retirement dreams become a reality. Yeah. More from Dr. Eckert here, as the transition into all that free time can create some conflicted feeling for retirees. Dr. Eckert says he's experienced that internal conflict as well.
As I put it, I have two angels on my shoulder. One angel whispers in my ear, relax, take it easy. The other angel whispers in my ear, shouldn't you be doing something right now?
That's hilarious. I used that the angel devil analogy earlier. Man,
I have that too.
Man, me and the doctor thinking alike. I'm feeling good about myself here. But but isn't that true? Because, yeah, that sounds all well and good. But if you're a disciplined person, you're somebody, you're a hard worker, you're used to having that schedule, aren't you going to feel a little guilty too if you don't have much to do?
Yeah, I do. And I have that same feeling. My best friend in Jacksonville, he calls me up, when are you going to retire, buddy? I'm out here relaxing, having a beer with my buddies around the fire. I said, Dale, I love you to death, but I'm relaxing sitting with people. I don't know if that's the definition of retirement, doing what you love. He likes hanging out, doing things. We're totally opposite, yet we're best friends. And then yin and yang, I guess.
Right.
I'm not sure. I do have that pressure in my mind to keep producing. Maybe that's my parents', luckily, we're alcoholics, and then, of course, stop drinking. I got to see both sides. Maybe my alcoholism is my work. I love what I do. It just gets me excited to help touch families. But I don't know what you're out there listening, what your excitement is. I have a friend who's a tremendous, have a landscape company in the Long Beach Island area. He's got a tremendous business. He keeps wanting to retire. He looks at me. He says, Scott, I'm going to retire. I said, you're full of crap. He looks at me, his wife's cracking up. I said, I bet you're thinking about buying another company. He said, well, I kind of was. I said, so stop playing with yourself. Either you're going to buy a company or not buy a company because you're not going to retire. His wife is cracking up. We're in the office together. I won't say their name yet. I didn't get their permission. Lovely couple, building a tremendous landscape company, and yet he's talking about retirement. I don't know. I can't guide him. I can't help him because I'm on that side of the fence. I just don't know what I would do unless I just kept talking to people and loving on people. That gets me excited. How about you out there? What is your dream? What is your real reality? I think about that. What does retirement look like to you? It doesn't need to be my vision. It needs to be your vision. I remember Psychology Today talks about dreams are more real than anyone ever thought. You're thinking about them. You're waking up. You're thinking about them, and it's leading you somewhere. Maybe, just maybe, what are you thinking about? What you think may come real?
609-488-4646. If you want those dreams become a reality in retirement, Scott may be able to help. 609-488-4646 at a.com at the end for the website. And we're going to talk more about retirement dreams versus reality here in just a bit. Don't go anywhere. This is Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
News, tips, and financial tricks, all right here.
It's the kind of dazzle we need around here.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group.
Unfortunately, fewer than one in four Americans think their current retirement lifestyle aligns with what they planned for their retirement to be. So discussing that today, it's one thing to dream about retirement, a whole nother thing to live in retirement every day. Here with Scott McLean of McLean Advisory Group, this is Financial Insanity. If you hear something, if you have questions, the number 609-488-4646. So Dr. David Eckert taught about aging and retirement for more than four decades at the University of Kansas, retired himself a couple years ago. He says one of the many factors we have to consider when it comes to retirement, not only how we're going to spend our own time, but what happens if we have a spouse who is retiring with us?
You know, I married him for better or worse, but not for lunch.
That's pretty good. What do you think of any truth to that, Scott?
I love it. I love it. I'll never forget. Dad called me. I was in the my old office in Toms River, New Jersey, and he called me up and he said, "Son, I retired." I said, "Well, that's great, Dad. I'm so happy for you." He goes, "Yeah, but I took a job." "But Dad, you didn't need to. You had plenty of money. You have great income, son. I have to get away from your mom." And I didn't know how to process that. I swear to you, I never understood. I was right. A lot younger than I am now, obviously. And I said, "Well, Dad, are you okay? Y'all are all right?" He said, "Oh, I love your mother to death. I just can't stand being around her 24/7. I said, "Well, what?" He goes, "Son, I took a job and I just love doing something. And I just did not want to just be around her. Like, I couldn't do it." I didn't understand that. And as I now morphed into my age now, I'm an old bat right now. And you know what? Can I be around my spouse? I think a lot of people who are about to retire, they want to have that beautiful, we did a show, I think you remember, Alex, Reality, Dreams versus Reality. And I think one of the things is we want to be, go out, have fun, do what we want, when we want, whenever we want. That's retirement. Okay, great. But did we think about some of the evils, some of the deadly causes? Not just my dad saying that to me because he was jokingly, but serious.
Yeah.
Like the doctor, good doctor says, well, can we be around that person that long? Some people can. And man, I am just so happy for you. Other people just need a sense of purpose or be around different people. And that doesn't make you a bad person.
No.
And I think I hear a lot of people, everybody's so different. But one of the things I want to help you guys with, I want to bring this up in this short time we have, is those of you that are about to retire and you maybe have you're about to maybe push some buttons saying, okay, I want to retire. What does it look like? Number one, you need to calculate your income. And then if your spouse is younger than you, calculate medical costs. That's a real, real challenge. Then you need also, what is our expenses going to be and what kind of trips you want? These are serious conversations you need to have. So let me tell you what the definition of serious is. Both of you have a couple glasses of wine, relax, and then start talking about it. So at least the juices will get flowing. You'll be excited. But again, you got to talk about reality. Do we have enough money, retirement, our Social Security benefits? Because a lot of time when you do Social Security, pension planning, or retirement planning, the question is, what happens if? No one wants to talk about if the husband dies, will the wife be able to live on that same income or less? If the wife dies, will the husband be able to live on that? And so I think that's the biggest challenge I find when it comes to planning. But the first thing is, what are you guys going to do together? What's your game plan?
And here's some good news from Dr. David Ecker. We've been hearing from him throughout the show, an expert in aging and retirement, as he taught this for over four decades and retired himself in 2020. So really an expert now in the subject, yeah. I'd say. But he says during his research of how people act in retirement, and how they adapt to retirement, he found that there won't be any serious effects on a marriage. He says there will be adjustments to make, but these things won't actually threaten your marriage.
People really actually look forward to retirement as a time that they can finally spend together after decades of raising children and marching off to work. Now they can enjoy one another's together and engage in activities that they would like to explore.
Yeah, so I think that's the flip side, Scott. There's one thing, you know, it yeah. can definitely be true of, crud, we're staring at each other all day now, and, you know, we're not used to having to entertain each other all the time. But the other thing is, but we do have this time now on the weekends or during the week where we can go on those trips, or we can go out to dinner more, and we can date again, and that kind of thing. And so that time really does, free up for you in that way, and that can be positive. Well, and Scott, when you're dealing with a couple, I know the answer to this, but how is it, you alluded to this, but the importance of communication about expectations, goals for retirements. We're talking about dreams versus reality today. And just how important is that to get a couple in to talk this through? They want to talk with themselves, but also somebody like you that can help guide them as well.
I like to talk about what they envision retirement or what they envision the next 3 to 5 years look like. I don't want to go out too far because it's too hard to think too far out. But what does it look like? What does it feel like? How much time are you going to spend with the kids or grandkids? Or are you going to spend that time? Maybe they don't have any children. Maybe they have themselves, their family, their friends. And so I want to know what it looks like. I want to know their feelings. I want to see what juices them. I want to find out what their favorite trips was or vacation was or places to visit that they want to travel. Then that leads into the money. It's not money leads into that. It's they pretty much paint the picture. Like those of you listening right now, you think about painting the picture. What would it look like to retire? I am a hypocrite right now because I frankly don't know what my retirement would look like except helping people, going home, seeing my kid, family, talking to them, and then going back to help other people. Maybe I'm messed up. Maybe I need some help. But that for me at this point.
A topic for a different day, Scott.
Exactly.
We'll talk about you later, okay?
But I think everybody has that vision what it looks like for them. I've been self-employed my entire life. Well, I lied. I worked at UPS when I was going to college. I worked there from 1 a.m. till 6 a.m. And then I ended up going to college and then from 8 to 11 or 12. And then I went to pump gas from 2 to 4. And then of course, studied. So I guess it's been inbred to me because that's what I've been doing my whole life. I don't know anything different. But for those of you who have been employed 20, 40 hours a week, I've got people coming in. They can't wait to retire. They either hate their new boss or they hate the younger people are ticking them off because they're sitting there with the cell phones at work and not doing what the older people are watching this happen, getting ticked off. And how come they can text all day long and barely do any work? And the older people, and I'm not picking on just young people, by the way, but it's a different breed out there. And I just hear this over and over again. Maybe that's why they want to retire. So what's it going to look like for you? And I think that's the hardest part. Where do you want to go? What does it look like? And then I remember going to a Tony Robbins workshop. Maybe you take up a sport. Maybe you take up a golf. Maybe the people these days are playing this pickleball, which is number one sport of all the seniors who are heading into that world. They're going to try pickleball. And even though you're not athletic, maybe you're going to try Mahjong. And you're going to try something different and fall in love with something so outrageously fun that life just starts to go 100 miles an hour like it did when I was
18 years old, and here I am, what, 64 years old. So life goes very quick, Alex. You're a youngster. I think you see that. But when you're my age, you'll say, wow, Scotty was right. Look how quick it's been. So enjoy the time now. And then again, put a game plan together.
Great advice. 609-488-4646. If you need help getting a game plan put together, 609-488-4646. And we know this, that women statistically outlive men by about 6 years. So you're going to have a lot of wives outliving their husbands in retirement. I'm sure that you see this. And how does that come up in retirement planning? I mean, is this something that you discuss with couples?
Alex, if I'm talking to anybody out there who's couples, and this was just today, and I'm looking at the couple, and I found out he had an income, a nice, beautiful pension of $5,200 a year, worked in the government sector for all his life, and his wife had a pension income was $2,200. And she was a teacher. Well, when I asked the cuss question, here's the cuss question. So, Bill, if you passed away, how much of the $5,200 does your wife get? And he said to me, well, she gets $1,000 a month. Whoa. $1,000? He said, yeah. Okay. And then I asked Jane, I said, Jane, let me ask you a question. Of the $2,200 a month, how much does Bill get? Well, he'll get $500. So instantly, I'm thinking to myself, whoa, you're going from $7,400 of income, and all of a sudden it's going to change like a flicker in the night, like a light going out. You're living on this large. They had hardly any savings at all. They were banking on Social Security and the pension. And they said, well, Scott, we have such a great income. Should we buy another house? No. Scott, should we have this place with my sister? We're going to buy it, and we're going to go ahead and then flip it in another couple of years. What should we do? If you can make a profit, take it now. I think you need to focus on you and your husband, nobody else. My concern, and they had no life insurance, and he was not healthy. These are questions that are hard to ask, so I try to ask them in a different way to make it more direct, but not so uncomfortable. But
right.
I'd rather have you uncomfortable now than your spouse pass away and now there's no hope.
Talk about this, Scott? You know, how come we didn't plan for this? You know, what am I supposed to do now?
You're right. And I did ask him that question. I said, Bill, baby, let me ask you a question. When you chose the $5,200, why did you choose the $1,000 for your spouse? He goes, we needed the money. Now, I'm not here to judge. I just need to find out why.
Exactly.
When I asked his wife, I said, Jane, let me ask you something. Why did you pick the $2,200? Well, he's giving me less. I'm going to give him less. What? So now I didn't judge it. I just have to process it on, okay, how can I help them out and help them understand we need to start really putting a safety net together that in the event you pass away, maybe we need to put a house into a trust. Your taxes will be changed because you'll have a less of a tax return, which would be nice. Perhaps we need to hide the house if either one of you stay remaining alive, but your lights go dim, Alzheimer's, dementia. How much cash are we going to burn? And will you be out of money? And will the cat food train start to meow, come alive? And I'm concerned about what kind of lifestyle you have, not just now, but in the future. So that's, again, a question for now. Again, the dream for the next 2 to 3 to 5 years, what are you going to do? And then the game plan is, okay, well, let's talk about money. And that's where the rubber meets the road.
Great cat impersonation, by the way, Scott. That was spot on. 609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646. It's been great talking retirement dreams versus reality. And when we come back, I've got questions, you've got questions, we've all got questions. Coming up next, Scott answering those questions with our mailbag segment. Stay with us. This is Financial Insanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income. in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Sounds like the mailman's here.
It's time to answer questions from the McLean Advisory Group mailbag.
As you could imagine, Scott gets questions each and every week about all things retirement, and we're going to open up some of these questions now. It's our mailbag segment, some common retirement questions. So, Scott, first off, thought this was a good one. We are seriously considering relocating now that we're a few years into retirement. Nothing is off the table, including moving abroad. Ooh la la. What are some things we should think about, Scott, when trying to decide where the heck we should go?
Well, being we just moved from Manahawkin, New Jersey, and my wife and I and daughter and family moved up to a place called Southampton, New Jersey, out to our farm. Many mm-hmm. people know we have a farm and many horses out there in Southampton. You know, what do you think about? Number one, the expense of moving. Number two, the pain in the applesauce it is to move. And number three, are you away from the kids or not? So when I talk to people that are thinking about maybe getting a second home, maybe down south, a lot of people are talking to me now, Scott, what do you think we should do? How do we leverage our money? Where do we take the money from, Scott, to move? I've heard so many people ask these questions. If you're out there thinking about it, I'd love to speak to you, because what I've found is people are taking the money from the wrong accounts, mm-hmm. or they're not leveraging their money. They're not perhaps borrowing money on the new house to buy, waiting for their house to sell. The market's getting a little bit softer now lately. And as we see interest rates go up, it's going to get worse. So if you're going to sell, you might want to think about it right away. But notwithstanding, there's a lot of questions to find out. Do you like the area? Maybe you should move partially. For example, last family was just here, which is just last week, which is why I'm funny. You were asking these questions. People are calling all the time these questions. They moved to, let's say, Florida. And here are these people from North Jersey moved to Florida. They're clients of ours, and they say, Scott, what do you think? I said, well, number one, leave your North Jersey attitude in New Jersey and become a Floridian and relax. Don't ruin yourself. But notwithstanding, do you like the area? Maybe you should rent. Well, Scott, we're throwing money away, I hear all the time. We're just throwing money away if we rent. Okay, but what better would it be, Alex, to throw your money away for a year and find out you don't like it?
Yeah.
Or all of a sudden you find out maybe the kids, you'll fly back and forth. It sounds good, but let me help those of you. It's a chore flying back and forth when your daughter or son finally pops out the first baby, second baby, third baby. You want to be around the kids, and all of a sudden, you want to be near the grandchildren.
Yep.
Or maybe your spouse wants to be the grandchildren more than you. Well, now you're spending a lot of money you didn't think you were going to spend. So that move could be a best move in the world, or it could be devastating. That's why I say to some people, what's holding you here? Why are you staying? Do you want to stay? Well, maybe you should rent.
Mm-hmm.
But Scott, it costs more to rent. Okay, let's say you sell your house for $300,000. You made a nice profit. Take $20,000 and go ahead and blow it. That's right, rent.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know if you don't like it. Now, if you like it, great. Number two, as the stock market is waffling right now, real estate prices are starting to contract. You can get that information anywhere. Should you wait? If you've got a big purchase, should you wait? So that is a very, Alex, that question you're asking is not a simple question. It's not a generic question for me to say, yes, move. No. Everybody's so different. Perhaps you're going through medical conditions right now, and it's hard to change doctors. Well, that would be a concern. So that's, again, another reason maybe you should rent or not rent. Are you going to work down there, making new friends? So this is really, really, could really eat into your wallet very rapidly with the bad mistake. Now, by the way, I'm not saying don't worry about making mistakes. Just add them up. You know, do a really a top-down approach, you know, the pros and cons, a side-by-side approach, and think, okay, should I move or shouldn't I move? And then where does the money come from? Do I have enough cash? Should I borrow on my house to buy a new house and then sell my house? Well, that might be an opportunity. I have purchased lots of real estate over my life. I have been really blessed to build a development here in Tom's River called Todd Road Estates. I've been really blessed in the area to get involved in real estate, let alone from my horse farm, the equestrian center we have out in Southampton. But yet in Ocala, we have one. But the real question is, are we burning too much cash? Not burning too much cash. This is a loaded, loaded question. I know I'm all over the map for those listening to me, but let me help you out. If you're thinking about moving, I'm excited for you. I want the best for everybody, but there's a lot of questions to ask before you pull the trigger.
Here's a good one. Do you help people with Medicare is the question. I've been getting a lot of mail and phone calls about it, and it's really overwhelming.
Medicare has so many questions, but Obama actually came up with a simple plan. Whether you like him or not, they came up with a simple plan. The question is, when you pick the right products, and this is where you really want to make your decisions on picking the Medicare plan. And then, of course, what plan's the best for you? Everybody's different. And then what is the best prescription plan to go? And so you can go on the website and look that up to find out what kind of medication you're taking. So it seems like an easy answer, but it's not. You could get from Gerber. Remember Gerber baby food and, of course, the Mutual of Omaha. Well, those are still plans out there. And there's some really good ones out there. People call us all the time. They want to find out what they can change to. And frankly, we're going to be building a department just for that area because people need those help. And very simple, but it's not simple. Simple is not always easy. I promise you that.
Yep. That is for sure. Well, Scott, take us home here. Final thoughts as we wrap up today's program.
You know, guys, working in this industry now, I think of the past going on 41 years now, you've got questions. And the challenge I find in our industry is maybe you leave the questions on the shelf and you forget about them and you don't ask the questions, or maybe you forget to ask the advisor. We encourage people. When people call us, they come into our office, write your questions down, bring them in. When people meet with them, I always say, hide your checkbook, hide your wallet. You cannot do business with me. Today, let's get to understand each other. Let's see if I can be of help. Perhaps you have an advisor you've had for 10, 15, 20 years. He might or she might be the best advisor in the world just for you. But there's something out there that maybe you should just get a second opinion. I promise you, if you had that pain in your hip for a long time, you might want to get a second opinion. And if you don't want to get that surgery, maybe you get a third opinion. By putting things on the shelf, you're putting or procrastinating, pushing things away. As we started one of the shows before, we spoke about diversifying your portfolio by using alternative investments, by paying attention to your taxes, Alex, you brought up today, and by paying attention to the legal documents. Is my estate of affairs in order? I promise you, after talking to a client today, they got their power of attorney as they head out to a trip tomorrow, and they're going to be going overseas. What better advice to get your ducks in a row, get all of your stuff out to your advisor. He or she should be answering these questions. Otherwise, you're stuck in the mousetrap. That's right. You're snapped because you didn't ask these questions. Write them down. Give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. I'd love to speak to you off the air. 609-488-4646 to help guide you make the right decisions with your money. because that wrong decision could cost you tons and tons of taxes, loss of money, and worry. The economy is not right now. So don't put this on the shelf, crossing your fingers and toes, thinking it's going to get better. I'm here to help you. 609-488-4646, McLean Advisory. Thanks for sharing your time with us.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.